Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
Hello and welcome to episode number one of my podcast, Being Human Being. My name's Sam Wild and I'm a transformational coach. So my first episode, I thought I would just introduce you to something that completely changed the way that I see myself, my thoughts, my feelings, my circumstances, my experiences, and generally in speaking my life. And that was, I am just a thought. I'm just a thought. And it sounds so simple when you hear it for the first time, I'm just a thought, but also it can be kind of confusing. And it certainly was for me at the time. And going back a few years, I used to have a coach that worked with me in the work with Byron Katie. If you've not heard of her, check her out. And my coach always used to say to me, Sam, who would you be and how would you feel? And how would you react without that thought that you're believing? And I hadn't realized at the time, but that thought leads you beyond your current understanding through ego, through thought. And it takes you to a place of clarity. And that clarity is otherwise for me known as universal energy or God or love, whichever suits your personal beliefs the most. So, skipping a couple of years on, someone said to me, Sam, you're just a thought. Now, when I first heard that, I was kind of confused. I was like, how can I just be a thought? I'm a person. I'm a human being. I have individual thinking and experiences, and I have my body. But that comment has led me to kind of now dedicating my life to the truth behind our human experience, to really fully understanding what it is that makes us tick, what it is that makes us suffer so much, how it's true and not just possible, but totally true that we can achieve and create anything that we want to. And I am just a thought was that very question that led me to this understanding. You see, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but what I've begun to realize is that the only thing that creates this illusion, there's an illusion that us as people are separate to everything else in the universe, to everything else around us, to other people, to literally everything around us, to the phone you're holding, listening to me, or the computer screen you're listening through. The thing that creates that illusion is personal thought. If we didn't have personal thought, we would be unaware that there's any separation. Unaware that there's any separation of anything in the universe at all, that it functions perfectly without personal thinking. When we begin to see the truth of that, we can start to see that the thoughts that we have are not true. The thoughts about the past, the thoughts about the future, the thoughts about ourselves, the way we look, the way we should be, our beliefs are untrue. Unless we choose to believe them. And there's no judgment, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with any of it. But for me and the people that I work with, what I've begun to see is that not only can they have more fun in life, they can play a more fun game, maybe a bigger game, they can create more stuff without the attachment to success or happiness. They can just enjoy and create and experience life to its fullest without attaching their happiness to anything. They understand that when they feel limited or they lack confidence, it's the very thoughts that they don't have enough confidence which lead them to need to create it. When we understand that those thoughts aren't true, then we're already confident. And what's left beyond thought, or what there is beyond thought, I should say, is what I've already mentioned, is what people would otherwise label as God, love, creativity, experience, whatever you want to call it. For me, it's the universe. It's universal truth. And what that has led to is just this feeling of peace of mind, clarity, calm, but also the ability to create without limitation, without those feelings that I should or shouldn't. I still have thoughts of those feelings, and those thoughts bring feelings with them, of course. I'm a human being, but they don't limit me like they used to. I always remember going back to when I had therapy for anxiety and depression. And what I believe led to that was a diagnosis of male infertility and redundancy from my job. But what I started to see through therapy, and my thoughts started to quieten, what I started to see was there was something beyond my psychology. There was something beyond who I was, who I thought I was. All those things I believed about myself. When I signed up with coaches and the right coaches for me used to ask me, Sam, who would you be without that thought? What if that thought's not true? What if everything you believe about yourself and who you are is just thought? It completely freed up. It freed up this life in me. It freed up my experience. So I could really start to understand who I truly was before who I learned was me. And I hope you're making sense of this podcast so far. It's a pretty big one for a first episode, but I thought I'd go straight in with the context of what my podcast is going to be about. And I'm not going to script any of it. I'm not going to plan any of it. I'm going to do a podcast when it feels right and true to do so. And I'm going to do it in such a way, hopefully, that gives you insight. I don't want you to learn what I'm saying. You don't need new information to know this stuff. You already know it. Insight, for me, is the creation of an understanding of something we already know to be true. It's kind of like you go to a posh restaurant, right? And they put the silver bowl over the top of your meal. You know what you've ordered, but you can't wait to take the silver bowl off. Like, wow, look at that. You already know it's there. But when you see it, when you start to really see it, life starts to open up. So a question for you would be exactly the same question that I was asked. Is who would you be without that thought? I'm not confident enough. Who would you be without that thought? Look at my body. Look at my body. It's so overweight. I'm so useless. Why can't I lose this weight? What's wrong with me? Who would you be without those thoughts? We're going to be exploring all of this stuff over the next however long with this podcast. If it's something you really resonate with, I'm going to keep them short. It's going to be about 10 minutes long each. If it's something you resonate with, I'd love you to join me in my Facebook group, Being Human Being, where we explore this stuff in more depth. I do a live every Sunday evening. Often I do interviews and try to bring people as much value as possible. And I really welcome people contacting me directly to begin conversations. So that's it from me. You are just a thought. It's definitely food for thought. I hope you agree. And I look forward to seeing you in the next one, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.